fucking love JTME.
Calm down, Chappers.
Yeah.
He's piping up every time, isn't he? I didn't open this pre-press of intro, so I'm just going to do it now. Hang on.
It's a bit early for a beer, isn't it?
I know.
How we doing? Morning.
Yeah, morning.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, everybody.
Who's here? Because we always forget to say who's here, but we'll say it, like, fucking hell, can't get me bastard words out. We kind of hope that everyone knows his voices, but some people might not.
Some people may know. No, no.
So I'm here, Peter.
I'm Simon.
I'm Gerald.
I see you as a Eugene.
I thought you were going to be biblical, like us.
I already am biblical.
So I'm
we
him.
We are biblical.
I'm yeah. him, Matthew.
Because I'm Abraham. Oh, no, I'm Daniel.
We punched a lion.
I'm here, Moses.
I told Seb about that story. There's a video, there's a film, I think, being made about Daniel beating up lions, and it looks good, you know, because CGI and stuff.
You know what my name means?
Let me guess.
It's fucking, it annoys me.
Matthew means layer of logs.
Yeah.
It means
the...
A man of favourable hands.
I know. Duster of the mantelpiece.
No.
It means...
They didn't have mantelpieces back then, I don't think.
Poker of the fireplace.
No.
It means...
Let me give you a clue.
I'm trying to find boys.
Euphemism.
Imagine something that I fucking hate.
Man of horses.
Very close, yeah.
Horse fucker.
Lover of horses.
The irony.
You are, aren't you?
Fucking not.
I saw a horse the other day.
They make me fucking itch.
Just looking at the floor and I thought,
I don't know how
I'd
you know
that.
They make you itch.
Because I've touched them.
He's been near him, hasn't he? I've seen his face when he's been near him.
I've got a body picture.
Have you ever fed the pony?
I've fed him, yeah.
Through a letterbox.
What?
Why did you sniff your finger?
I'm itching my tosh.
Why are you busting out into something?
Starting to itch because we're talking about fucking all, I don't know.
You are itching just talking about it.
You have to nip over there and have to put an oncolistamine in.
Oncolatamine. Oh. I'll have an oncolatamine, please.
Feeder of the ponies.
We like the, it's not a feeder of the ponies, it's a lover. A lover of the pony. I've seen those masks. Ponies. You know, those horse masks.
The ones that look really creepy.
That won't hurt me.
No, but I thought you'd love one.
I'd have one. Nay.
Nay, I wouldn't. Full of the comedies already, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sun's out, blue skies are out, summer's coming.
It's cold.
Can I, let me just, let's give young Kevlar a good shout out.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. For so long I've been thinking, keep saying to myself.
Sorry, Kev, Dan's fucking useless.
Everybody
he's not,
else,
we all are. We all know.
Yeah, come on.
We're all rubbish, aren't we?
We all keep.
You know,
we know about it, but we don't want to.
Trying to do this world-class podcast every week is hard work. The things to remember.
So what we're saying then?
We're saying, just,
or what are you saying?
Just crack on, Kev. We're fucking fighting its ass and fucking pulling yourself through is doing a banging job. Poor lad's poorly. I know a lot of people on CB have been asking about him and seeing how he's gearing on and stuff like that. I don't know how much he wants me to say or not say, but he's not very well.
He's posted things on Instagram.
That were public, weren't it? Yeah.
Whether his actual profile's public, I don't know.
He started chemo over week and is on that fucking kind of battle with it. So he's only young, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's fucking awful. Unfortunately, this kind of shit happens to everybody now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like a terrible fucking random pick, and it always picks the nice ones. And poor Kevlar's not going up and down M6 in his fancy scan.
No.
Tagging about. So get well soon, mate.
Hopefully we'll be soon, eh?
Yeah, get back in your wagon and we'll see you back on road.
We will, won't we? We will.
Soon.
Of course we will.
Yeah, but if you need any of us to fucking chatter out like that, because I were up in Carlisle, I went to meet him, but I couldn't meet him because he'd moved.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, we were in Penrith and I went to, well, we're going to Penrith, but he weren't in Penrith, he were in Carlisle. But then I didn't know he were in Carlisle until like fucking 8 o'clock at night or something.
Oh.
That was when I saw the Fat Trifle Man.
Two Trifle Man.
Two Trifles, yeah.
Trevor Two Trifles.
Trevor Two Trifles.
New rapper.
Yes, my name's Trevor Two Trifles.
Really, so why are you tired? You look tired.
Started watching a thing on Netflix last night. It's fucking weird, but it's a true story.
Pray tell.
And it's played by the person who actually had the ordeal. It's called Baby Reindeer.
Oh, yeah. People have been talking about
it. Fucking...
What, is he the guy who it happened to? Because
my brother's missus says so, yeah.
It's...
I don't really
know.
We're
watching the trailer to the other day, and I'm like, what?
She is fucking crazy.
I saw a thing about the emails that are used in the text messages. They use actual examples of her mental... Like, she sent 35,000 emails to
She's fucking crazy.
Is this the bird who goes to people's houses after and moved in? Is it that the advert I've seen? I don't think that'd
Might
be
not
on
have
Netflix.
Got that bit yet. It's a Netflix exclusive.
No, it's not that. I don't think I saw it on that.
No, it's a big lady who becomes like a crazy stalker.
Does she just take a shine to this guy and just sort of hang around and she's just there everywhere he is.
Yeah. It's fucking
weird.
Yeah.
I've got a woman like that. I don't think she's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, but
though.
You've lived with her for years.
It's everywhere I go. Yeah. Oh, you again.
Olivia. Hell, Laura.
So did you watch an episode of that and then think, bloody hell, let's watch another one. And
hooks you in because they're only 30-minute episodes.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. Is it funny? Or is it just kind of like
it's not
dark,
funny.
Clear, kind of just...
It's a bit dark and...
It's a bit like... What was that boy one?
Boy one?
Yeah, the me or whatever.
You.
No. Is it Baby Reindeer? That's
Baby
what it's
Reindeer,
called,
yeah. It's what she calls him.
Yeah,
she's fucking tapped.
She looks mental on the
Does he
on
look
the trailer.
Like a reindeer?
No.
He just looks like a normal bloke.
It looks a bit like a crackhead.
Does it explain why?
It looks a bit like you, Dan.
I look a bit like a crackhead.
He does, doesn't he?
Just got more growth.
Tis the look I'm going for.
Yeah, it's a
good?
Good look. It's decent.
Have you watched it all? Or you're just battling your way through it?
Four episodes in. I think there's only 6 or 7 episodes.
So what is it? What's happened? So does
she
murder
him?
Or just mental? And...
I don't know if she murders him, no. Well, no, because he's apparently playing the part of him.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. You did say that.
Yeah.
She tried to, but she did a shit job, so...
Yeah,
made it into a Netflix
program. Made a
program
out of it.
Yeah.
Just watch it. It's worth a watch, I think.
I have seen
some. It's on my list of stuff I hope to watch.
Such a big list, though.
It was Kerry that put it on last night and then obviously falls asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm the one then trying to fucking watch it.
That's what they do.
We're watching The Gentleman on Netflix. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm watching
good.
That as well.
That's on the list.
That is good. It's a bit crazy, though, in like episode 2 or 3. Are you in there yet?
Yeah, I think I'm on...
The chicken episode.
The chicken episode is the first one, isn't it?
Is it the first one?
Yeah. The end of the episode is chicken and...
The fucker chicken?
No.
It's dancing chicken.
Brilliant. I think I've just got the last episode to watch now.
I've got the last episode to watch.
But I like the actress that plays Susie Glass. I think she looks really nice.
She fit.
She's a handsome lady.
She's a very handsome lady.
Does she look like... Her looks a bit like Sophie Ellis-Bextor in olden days.
She's not got a round face, has she?
Moon face.
More squarey.
No, more female.
She's really pretty. And then she talks like a Cockney gangster.
Yeah.
When she wants to.
Well, have you seen the movie? Because that's it.
Yeah.
Kind of his wife's like that, isn't she? Is it the
is
one
that
who's like that? Who's like her?
Yes, I think so. I don't know if it's... I don't know where... I have seen the film.
I
have seen film, but I don't relate the series to the film.
Yeah.
Obviously... It was a while back since sort of film, but I think it does. It's The Gentleman now is the gentleman in the film's son, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Because in the film, there's a bit where there's a like a fishmonger's in the freezer, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a bit of that, and then there's a bit of a reference to that in the first episode, isn't there?
Liverpool.
His brothers.
There'll be loads of references, isn't there?
There's a bit of that. And
I probably missed.
And stuff. And the car, there's a... Like a used car thing with the fancy cars. That's a bit of a reference to him. But.
Don't suppose any of you to have watched Fallout, have you?
Fuck yeah. Adverts came on last night. Kerry's like, what the fuck's this?
It's so good.
I'm intrigued by
it. It's not for me.
It's so good. It's fucked up. Like the games are really good anyway because of what you can see it happening. You know, like not so much the nuclear Fallout thing, but the how the higher up and the elite treat fucking everyday folk they've like locked him away. And essentially what the Summit Games were is that there's a risk of nuclear fallout. They've put all these people into vaults. They've saved them, sending them into vaults. And then like each vault, they're like doing different kind of psychological experiments on him kind of thing. But it's like running over fucking 100 years and stuff like that. And it's just proper fucked up.
The visuals on the trailer make you look amazing.
It is. And I love
I'm not going to lie. Right thing for him, it does look all right, but there's too many robots and shit that it's, even in trailer, and there's going to be too much in it for me.
It's because it's fantasy. How the day, and there's so many references and stuff, you know, from games and that. But if you...
It was a game I always looked at and thought, that looks good, but it looks quite a big game and I don't really have time for shit like that, so I never got around to getting it.
It can be lengthy,
But, like, looks good.
Yeah,
bit like Call of Duty.
Apocalyptic.
Can you watch the film, the series, and not have any knowledge or experience with the game?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Awesome.
You could watch first half an hour and you'd be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Because I watched, what's the program that was out last year that was based on a film? No, based on a computer game, sorry. It was on Sky.
Fortnite?
And the guy who's...
Roblox?
The Mandalorian.
Oh, bloody hell.
You know, that's a post.
Kinda, I do know it. Last of Us.
Last of Us. Because I didn't watch any of those. I keep saying watch. I didn't play any of those games.
Yeah.
But I thought the program... Fantastic.
Yeah, but like if you'd played the game, the program is like literally you could like be playing the cinematics of the game and watching this, and it's exactly the fucking same. Like where they're in car and you know that first sequence where they're running away from zombies and it's all fucking coming out.
The helicopters and
that happens to his daughter and stuff. Yeah. It's that's all that. And when you're playing a game and that happens, you're like, I can't believe that's happened.
I think I downloaded the game. I think I've got it, but. Yeah. Never got around to playing it.
Stuff like that fucking is horrible when you have kids.
That's falling asleep.
It's gone vaguely blank.
Falling asleep anyway, before you even started.
No, we're all right, guys.
But yeah, it's like, as soon as you have kids and stuff yourself, you can't help but, like, especially with this Fallout thing, because it starts with the guy is with his daughter type thing at like a kid's party.
Oh.
And then all this kind of thing you're thinking straight away, is what would you do in that? What would your panic reaction be in that kind of situation? And
would you leave them all behind and just look after yourself? Or would you?
Because all these people that are their mates at this kid's party are then turning
Dad,
on
come
each
back.
Other.
Dad, come back. Dad. Dad. Who's gone?
I had a real life situation like that one time. So, you know, I collect...
weaponry?
Yeah. So we went to an old...
You import...
Back in the day, back in the day, I did.
None of it's live, not police, now, if you're listening.
Back in the day, I ain't got none now anyway, but back in the day, we went to a bombing range.
As you do.
A what range?
Bombing.
Bob, okay.
Not bombing.
Is this a family trip? Family day out?
There were me, Kerry, and a mate.
Okay.
My mate. And we were walking along the beach, and then you have to climb up these cliffs and get on top to where targets are to find good stuff. So we all climbed up the cliffs, got to the top. Finding good
ordnance
stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah, mebbers.
Yeah.
And security van came round and chased us. Well, that was me fucking gone. Left Gary behind. See you. I'm fucking save you, son.
Was this like a flashback to you back in the...
So that was my Fallout experience.
Back in the hood Kirk Sandal when you had to run from the feds. Was like that.
Never used to run from feds because I weren't naughty, really.
Did you really just bin her off?
Yeah. Legged it, jumped down cliffs about 30 foot, but they had ledges.
Jumped in the car and fucked off, and
just back down to the beach and I just waited for her to come.
Fight or flight, innit?
You just gotta look after your son.
Just what would you do?
What'd she say?
She weren't happy.
Does she still hold it against you?
She does mention it.
Yeah.
It always comes up, yeah.
Get this spider mat. Remember that time?
Remember that time you left me for dead?
Because there's a bit, you know, there's a bloke like a cartoon boat with his thumb up. On Fallout things.
Yes.
You know, and this thumb is like...
It's that kind of 1950s...
Yeah. This is a reference
post-war
to... If you see a mushroom cloud, you put your thumb up it. You put your thumb up in front of it. And if the mushroom cloud's no bigger than that, then you're all right to sort your stuff out and get out. But if it's bigger than this...
You're over the
It's
dead.
Too late to run. Yeah. And then, like, they're at this fucking kids' party. Yeah. And then little lass is just turning around and she's just going like this. Behind him, and then he's like looking, and then
thumbs up.
He just sees it glass, and then he turns around and sees big fuck off mushroom cloud,
and it's
like,
really close.
He's just fucking massive in that shit. So he fucking grabs him. You'll be upset because he hops on a horse.
He's like worst mode of transport.
Because there's a cowboy at a kid's party thing. So
that's on trailer, that bit, I think.
That's, yeah.
Oh, I want to watch it now.
I'm not going to spoil it. It's good.
Can we watch
Whose
it
horse is that?
Can we put an episode on
Stick
now?
Stick it on now, yeah.
We'll get it on projector in a bit.
Whose horse is that?
But you'll love that woman, that Lucy Bird. I mean, I know I have a type with dark hair, dark eyes thing, but she's fucking beaut. Don't know what else she's been on, some other zombie stuff.
Nice.
Ellie Summit.
Ellie.
I don't know.
Yeah. But you find stuff in programmes you watch.
There's a lot of
you?
Good television around.
Like with Yellowstone and that. You just find a woman that you
We started Yellowstone and we finished the first series season in less than a week.
Did you watch the prequels first?
Nope. Should I have?
No, you can do.
Because they weren't made like that in the first place, were they?
No. In hindsight, I would have. Just to see where it goes. But then you get it. You can go back and watch it. And you're waiting for it to get to points that you recognise.
Yeah. Just watch that first episode, which is like an hour and a half long. It's like a film. Just to see what that was like. And it loved it.
Yeah.
And just carried on.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good.
Costner's cool, isn't it?
So dark and...
I tried to get Kerry to watch it. She won't.
I don't know why.
I didn't think Kerry would watch it or like it.
It's not like...
She did.
It's not like daft or out. It's good.
There's a lot of people. A lot of characters, isn't there?
Yeah.
You get to know different people.
Build them well. And Monica, like the Indian bird. She's great.
It's so complicated because there's the whole like Native Americans and talking about their land. And then there's obviously the tension with what the white man did to their... ancestors and stuff, and then it's like
it kind of opens your eyes, doesn't it, to what Americans fucking did to everybody, all the people that already lived there.
Well, it's really clever because you kind of go, well, who's the baddies in this situation? Because actually, they're all kind of bad,
but
for different reasons, and you know, they're justified. You can understand why they're doing some of the things they're doing, and you can understand why he's protective over this for other stuff. And it's like, well, you know,
but you can see how
he's like, not responsible for his grandparents
when you go back to. Yeah, when you go back to the beginning, 1883, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You see why, how they got that land and why, and you can see, and you see why he's fighting. It's, you see him travelling across to get over to it, and it's fucking brutal. Like, imagine what, if you were those people trying to fucking make that journey and that. And it's all in your. It must have all been in their head that they're not really going to get the life, but they're making this fucking journey to start something off, which the kids' kids are going to potentially benefit from. Yeah. Yeah. Why would you think that far in front? It's mad, isn't it?
We might not even survive this journey, but
I might not make it. We should watch it.
I'll try. Well, I will.
There's a lot of good. There aren't any horses in it.
There's one at the beginning that gets shot straight away.
Loads of horses. But you don't have to
touch you seen
him.
That?
Yeah.
It's like in the first 90 seconds of the program when he's walking around it and he's like...
Put that on and carry like, this thing for me.
I looked at Eamon and I was like, wow, we're in.
Rip has to do one later on. He's just like, I fucking hate having to kill a horse.
Yeah, is that how he talk?
Yeah, it's ripping it.
Right, I don't know.
That sheriff person falls off the horse and lands on a fence post. Remember that? Towards the end of the first series.
Fucked, aren't they?
Yeah.
It just shows how easy it is to be fucked.
But it's laughable how dramatic it is. Yeah. Just like an episode, there's a bear, there's a horse, somebody dies, somebody gets shot, somebody else explodes, and all this stuff. It's like.
And then there's other bits where.
Do they ever just have a normal day where they go to the shop and, you know.
It's bloody fucking cowboys.
It's going to be just fucking. With Costner in it, he's just stood on his fucking doorstep going, fuck, this is just like stressed all the time. I've got to fucking deal with this shit today.
That's how I feel.
You do. Yeah, with your stress.
Yeah. Fucking.
He said something about.
Too many jobs on.
He said something about Beth being a blushing bride. And she goes, oh, daddy, I had the blush fucked out of me years ago. And he's like, God damn it, Beth. Can't talk to me like that. I'm your father.
Bloody hell.
Like Costner. He produced and. Stuff in it, didn't he?
Did he write the theme tune?
Yeah.
Did he sing the theme tune?
The theme tune, the opening credit scene is like, you know, the film Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah.
It's all like that.
That's another game.
I know. It all comes round to the games.
I fancy playing that game again, like going back.
Red Dead?
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
I don't play games.
Oh, no. Seb's sending me something. God knows what that is.
Is that your phone going off?
It's a video or something. Be some fancy football boots or something he wants.
Yeah.
So, do you know this morning there's only three of us in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh is coming along later for another thing that we might do after this. We may not record another podcast.
I think Josh will be here next week.
For unrelated reasons, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know where Ash is this morning?
Yeah. Where, Dan? Where's Ash?
At the time of recording, he's in Aberdeen.
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, yeah, but
the rain's in Aberdeen.
I was going to bed last night.
But right, so this is Saturday morning. He's still in Aberdeen right now.
I know. I was going to bed last night, Friday night. We went to bed about 9:30.
Crazy cunts.
Is that your late night? 9:30 last night. Oh, I'm so tired. I stayed up
to watch telly. And I thought,
what was the inverted commas for then?
How Ash is getting on. He was still fucking driving.
Still on his way.
He was driving towards like Dundee.
I didn't start by like 2, did he?
I don't know what time he started.
He's currently 253 miles away.
Oh, it's just round the corner.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that.
It's got a microwave though.
Oh, I saw it on a telly and a coffee maker. So he'll be right.
He'll be all right for his 30 minutes off.
Fucking hell. No,
and then you've got to sit at range for fucking hours.
He's still in Aberdeen.
He's proper up there, isn't he?
It's like nearly Arctic Circle. Is that so high up?
I'm going to phone him.
No.
Should we phone him and see how he's going on? Put him on pod for a bit.
No.
Why?
He's not here. Fuck him.
I bet he hasn't even got his card in yet.
Good old. messaging him and see if he's all right for a 5-minute chat.
It won't be set up.
Why don't we ring him up next week?
Bluetoothed.
On the next week's episode.
I know.
Just ask him.
Don't bother. Why? Fuck him.
Oh,
he's working. He's working.
I don't know why you don't want to add some addition into it.
I don't need to. What have we been up to this week then? Been busy? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're doing opposites,
right?
Gotta
pretend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I haven't been busy. I mean,
I've done about 50 hours.
Yeah.
Oof. I've done about 50 hours.
Yeah. You've done 42 hours?
Yeah.
Only
over 4 days. I didn't have Monday. Monday.
Eight less than us.
Mm.
Mm. Oof.
Yeah, I did 50, so.
I passed my timesheet to Ed, and he says, oh.
You're taking the piss.
Anyway, have you done more hours this week than some other people? And then he looked at me and, no. Well, you know, give me the work, I'll do it.
I handed it to him and he went, you take the piss, this is taking the piss. I'm like, I've done exactly what I've been told to do. So there's not much I can do.
Never set out to
me. You're off up Edinburgh
tomorrow. We decided
tomorrow fucking Arvo.
When is it fucking afternoon?
Cause Oz.
You're from
From Oz, just
you're
because from of Australia.
Oh.
And our international links.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, start that again.
Seb's because of Bluey and that and saying oh yeah all the time. Seb were in shower
a bit of Bluey
in
for
Australia,
the
yeah. He just didn't shower and I come upstairs and he's just going, Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm unfortunately influencing him far too much. It were also Laura come upstairs and she sent him upstairs to get ready for school. She's come upstairs and is naked apart from the cowboy hat bouncing on the bed shouting, oh yeah.
It's the way to go. It's the way to be.
Just pretending. Yeah. You know, like if you were pretending to ride a horse and he's going, ba-dump, ba-dump, like that.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like on Monty Python when he's walking like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
just doing that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Loving it. It's because I got him a Sherpa jacket like I got. And then I get him some jeans and then I had to get him a belt because his jeans were too loose for his tiny little body.
Oh yeah.
So then he's got that.
Lovely.
So he just wants to be a cowboy now.
Just get him one of those.
Or country.
You know, it's like a stick with your horse's head on it.
An hobby horse.
Hobby horse, there you go.
Just send him down that route.
Just get him a horse.
No.
Can ride it round here.
There's a woman that rides an horse past here. Fucking annoys me, clippity clopping.
Yeah.
Why are they allowed to let the horse shite everywhere and not sweep it up?
Because they were there before cars, weren't they?
Yeah. Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to crack this Heineken.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, no, I did this. Did a wheeze again. It was quite annoying last week.
That were annoying. No, it weren't annoying. It was funny. I found it funny.
Well, it was funny that you took the piss, and rightly so, because then hopefully I'll stop doing it.
Yeah, but you don't.
Don't stop the funnies.
Oh, I fucking love that.
Can't believe you're cracking open the Heinekens at this time.
Full fat Heineken, that, on it. I got a, for people that didn't know, I got a Guinness, what they called?
Nitro.
A Nitro Surge.
Yeah.
I got one of them last week.
Is that a Tory Guinness drinking thing?
Yeah, just pour the cunt.
Because yeah, I'm pretty sure when you crack a can open, it goes, because it's got one of them widgety things.
Widget, yeah.
And then you just
pour it upside down in your can, and then it just sorts it, like, you see it mixing it all, and then like settling normally from a normal can. That's what I did, and that's what I did last night.
But
with
sometimes,
my normal cans.
Have you done it with a normal can and you get no fucking head at all?
No, I
don't drink Guinness enough to.
Because it fucking upsets me.
That's what.
I do like a Guinness though.
I maybe used to, but from when I went, I went to a pub once and they had cans, not draft thing.
And they put it on a vibe plate.
No, I've seen them as well. Yeah. He just opened can and fucking wanged it in upside down, and that's how he poured it out, just upside down, all the way. Not like he had lager.
Did
it
go glug, 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 glug?
Yeah, just poured it up, directly upside down, and then it just fucking, you see it settling, it's just
how does it put the little shamrock in your head on?
Didn't do that, did I?
Just play with his dick.
It was like £2, so not moaning. But then, ever since then, I've done that with them cans, but then it does make. The natural surge does make it better than pouring it out of a can. It does. It just pours it better and you get a better head and it just sits better on your glass and it fills it right up to the rim and it just enough so it head just pops off at top at rim and that. So nice, yeah. It obviously don't fucking taste any different and it all goes down the same ewell. But
Bum ewell.
But yeah, it's just completely unnecessary. You don't need to buy one. I've done a product review for you. You don't need to.
Cost more for cans as well, doesn't
it? Cost more for cans.
And they're not proper cans. So you can't put a proper can through it.
You need, if you haven't got the surgery thing.
Pinpricks it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no. You open a normal can. It's just a normal can, but you put the thing on top. But it's got no widget in it. So you can't pour it out and get ahead unless you're fucking surging it out.
Got to get ahead.
But you turn. It's like a little powered thing. You charge it up and you press button to power it on. And as you're turning, pouring it out, it's like the head on a draft pump. Have you ever pulled a pint in a pub?
I've seen people do it.
Where you're pulling it and it's going, and then it's pouring out, and then you see it going, like little bits.
Seems like a lot of effort.
It is very unnecessary.
When all you want to do is,
I'll just
crack it open, pour it,
just
and drink
normal
it.
Cans.
Or drink
what
it
I'm
out
saying.
The can.
Oh no,
Dan,
that's upsetting.
You're a fucking animal.
Not a Guinness. You don't drink Guinness out of a can, do you?
No,
not.
Don't
really.
Think I ever have. Actually, saying that.
If I see someone drinking Guinness out of a can, it'll make me feel upset.
Yeah, but then you drink like a John Smith's out
of a
can.
I do drink a John Smith's out of a can.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's because a Guinness is all about how it levels out in your pint pot.
Am I on my own that thinks that this whole splitting the G thing's silly?
It's just something to do, innit? I split it on Thursday.
The old Guinness thing's very silly, innit?
It's just like drinking it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've split the. I split it on Thursday.
It cost me £2 because it's £6.05 for a pint in Woolmarket.
So that's.
To split the cheese about fucking £2 worth.
But you do it just because I want to do that.
Yeah.
For no other reason.
For no other reason.
It's like. I
don't get it.
I'd started drinking it. Because I've had it obviously through years, but I've never really bought it and been into it. But like, if you remember, like, I don't know, 6 months ago or something, I'm like, I right fancy a Guinness. I'm dying for a Guinness. And that's when I'd started drinking it. And that's all because of some bird on TikTok doing a reference from Hot Fuzz.
What's the reference?
Is in pub and...
I've seen that film for ages.
Fucking two detective guys are, like, taking piss out of him. And then he has a drink... And he goes, "You got a moustache?" And he goes, "Yeah, I know."
Oh, yeah.
Because he's actually got a moustache. He's cheating this.
But he's got jizz in his moustache. That's the joke, yeah.
And this little blonde bird from down south somewhere does it. And I've seen her on TikTok, and that's just made me want one.
Oh, I'll tell you
ever since that.
I'll tell you how long I've liked Guinness. About 16 and a half years.
Well, that's very precise.
That is quite...
Jess's age. I'll tell you for why.
Did Kerry
Through a barn?
Yeah.
Did Kerry have a craving for Guinness?
No, when you... She got told, you need to drink Guinness because it's full of iron. Yeah. So she got four cans of Guinness. She liked it. And I had one and thought, this is fucking nice.
Beautiful. You'd never really tried it before then?
No. And before that, it were RAF time.
Yeah.
And we used to drink fucking diesel, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking turbo shandies and shit. We never used to drink proper drinks.
Yeah.
We're always either spicy and Coke.
I weren't.
Or a diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guinness were.
I was just fuck around with
you. You're like, I'm going to be a dad now. I'm going to be a grown up. Yeah. I'm going to drink a grown up drink.
I'm going to drink
Guinness. Is pretty grown up.
I remember him saying when she were prego. I remember it.
I was still in at the time.
I know, because I remember
you were
it.
There when it happened?
When he conceived her.
I thought that's what you meant.
I remember him saying when she was, he's like, saying that Kerry's pregnant. I remember him saying it and telling people. Ever so excited he was.
You went there cheering him on. Go, Matt, go! Woo!
Well, that's fucking everything over, isn't it?
Didn't even have an house.
Like, oh shit, I really need to...
I had to grow up.
You weren't even married either.
I'll get rid of a criminal record quick.
No.
Lived in sin for 14 years.
Oh,
be right.
Didn't he?
Didn't he?
Didn't he?
Didn't he? I didn't he.
Yes.
I.
Oh no, he's gone.
No.
Hold it in. Can's kicking in, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Kind of Carlsberg.
Hey Matt, have you pressed record?
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh shit, bags.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good. Let's go back to
you
the beginning.
You can see it nowadays. You can see the fucking red.
Because of the...
what we're doing? Going back
whatever
to the
that's
beginning.
Called.
Yeah, because you just press record now.
Let's start at the very beginning.
I started a new gym.
Oh, he sounds like a dick.
I were at, you know, Ellaby Hall?
Yes.
Ellaby Hall were my gym, and it's like, if people don't... People,
that was my gym about 20 years ago.
People won't know. But it's got a swimming pool and steam room and sauna and all that kind of stuff.
Sounds which shit.
And gym part of it's relatively small and it's got a lot of old people in it because it's a bit posh, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit posh.
I did it just because it was local to Maltby back in the
day. Yeah. But then I found that when I did go, I didn't really want to do any gymmy stuff. I would just like started a bit and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to go for a swim. And then when you start swimming, you're like, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to go and sit in the hot tub for a bit and then go in the steam room. Yeah. And so you actually don't do anything. You just spend like 2 hours there just
That's what I used to do at gym.
Sweating out.
Yeah.
So I quit that and I started at the new, there's a new Sports Direct at Parkgate, the new fancy one, a massive one. Like a one that's down south where they've like mixed them all with. Evans Cycles and Game and USC and stuff.
One's just appeared in Doncaster like that.
Yeah.
Usk.
Yeah, so there's one of them, and then there's one of them upstairs. So I started in there.
Oh.
Started there, went for the first time yesterday. It's ever so good. Lovely, nice, fancy, brand new gear. The problem I've found already, it's not a problem, it could be a problem, is what women look like now, because I didn't get that in the old gym. It were like full of old people, and you'd get people.
Are you easily distracted?
I'm not easily distracted, but you can see it when you can see them when they're there. And there's awfully, awfully hot women, and they don't wear a lot.
Are you going to get yourself into trouble now by finishing this sentence?
No, because it's no, because there's the thing now, isn't there, where a lot of lasses like to point out when a bloke's looking at them, like say in a gym and stuff like that.
I've seen it's a thing,
but then it's also
it's almost entrapment where they like put a camera down and then they bend over in front of people and go, yeah. "Oh, he's looked at me bum. Oh, he's looked at me bum."
Yeah, it is a bit like that.
It's your bum.
I mean, the vast majority of all lasses aren't like that, and if they're going to the gym and they're wearing tiny little things for the gym things, they know that they're going to be looked at. Same as blokes who are wearing a tiny little vest know that they're going to be getting looked at.
If you've got a nice bum,
the lasses are. Male
proud or female,
of what they've got. Yeah.
You tend to wear stuff that kind of goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you've got it, flaunt it.
When I go to the gym, my shorts are a bit baggy and my t-shirt's a bit baggy because, you know, I don't know why I put my hand up then to talk, but
it's
like a different thing, isn't it? If I didn't
Yeah, it'd be different. If you're absolutely fucking ripped, you'd be wearing a little vest and that.
You would, wouldn't you?
When I go to the gym, I drive straight past it and go to McDonald's.
You go past the gym.
Yeah, this one is. Yep, gym. Straight to McDonald's.
Yeah, you will do.
You just got to be discreet, haven't you? And sort of like respectful, yeah, Daniel.
You just got to try and take a photo like on
slide.
You just
need to try and not
get caught.
Stare.
To be clear, masturbation in the gym is not acceptable.
It's frowned upon.
It is frowned upon.
Yeah, can't.
If you look in the terms and conditions of your membership, it probably... I don't know if it's ill stated. It you
probably
can or can't.
Don't say that on the terms and conditions. So you might be all right with that.
Just be careful.
Well,
it's
I went on Iraq after. Some,
you went to Iraq?
Some bird had been on it.
Some bird. You sound so
chick. Some chick. Right.
And she were about fucking 5 foot, piss wet through, tiny little skinny thing. she were clearly fucking like ripped, like. But I'd gone round and gone on there after her, and she were fucking pulling down for triceps.
You didn't sniff the seat afterwards?
No. Stood up.
That's just gross.
fucking hell, she were pulling some right way, like me.
What lifting me, you
like,
on?
Yeah. It would like be my weight. Like, fucking hell, let me just turn that down.
And you were like going in afterwards, and you're like, moving the pin, I'm like going...
Oh, they're right fancy now. They're like little things that you slide across. They're just like a little clicker.
Did you have that moment when you were like, shall I try and lift that the same massive way that she just did, or shall I just accept the fact that I'm not quite that strong?
Let's see what this is like. Nope, let's turn that down. Lifting that cunt up. Did lots of cunts last time, didn't we?
You did way too many.
Well, a fair few cunts.
If there's an allocation, you've used next year.
It were only within
But we got positive feedback from it.
It were only within about a 5 minute window.
Yeah,
cunt.
People seem to like it.
I just said four.
I don't mind the cunts. Let me
I don't.
Who said it? I don't mind cunts.
I don't have an issue with the word or the words. Don't care. The issue I have is when it's used as punctuation and it's like effing this and effing that and effing and it just like,
whoa, Dan, watch that cunt there.
Yeah.
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 Whoa, cunt. Watch that cunt.
Hey,
cunt.
Watch that
cunt.
Cunt.
To be clear, I don't care. You're the one that sounds stupid because all you're saying is those words.
I don't think you sound stupid.
Sorry, mate.
It makes you sound a bit thick.
Don't. Because children don't say that word.
Children don't say that.
It's
children
a very grown up word to say.
Some children do.
Children are generally stupid.
I don't think you sound stupid.
Thanks, mate.
I think you sound like a cunt.
Fucking yeah.
See, when you say it in an Australian accent,
it's an Australian
it's
word.
It's just
a
word.
It's,
it's just kind of like.
Well, they term of endearment. Punctuation.
It's their fucking vocabulary.
Oh,
that was Australian.
Yeah, nearly.
I've been watching Married at First Sight.
Oh yeah. Good.
What's that? What's the Australian one where they're in the airport and it's just full of like Chinese people?
Ones of Sheila's
having the bags emptied for.
Border patrol.
That's the one, yeah. It's always Vietnamese and Korean and Chinese people
have you
going.
Packed your bag yourself.
Yeah. Like, pull out a big
what
bag
is this chicken doing in here?
It's amazing how none of them speak English when they come to the border guards.
No. I don't remember packing that in a Chinese accent.
Yeah.
And they get that sheet out pointing at all the contraband things. You know, you signed this.
You
it says you don't. You're not allowed to bring. Just talk really loud and point.
Be very over exaggerating with your fucking mouth.
I seen.
You ticked no for contraband, and there's a full fucking chicken in your bag. You can't.
Can't.
You're not allowed to bring in a ham sandwich.
Did you click or tick? The one box.
What?
One box?
One box.
We're all right, aren't we?
Seen a clip at airport thing.
Ooh.
You know, sketch off a Little Britain. I seen a clip
one,
of that over there.
Is it the one
when he's interviewing him?
Gotta be careful with it.
This is from Bradford. And he's like, so
can you believe that
program where your mum's from?
12 years ago.
Was all right.
They were blacking up and browning up and yellowing up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Did you see
and
the one?
Up.
Yeah, did you see the one with the two Japanese schoolgirls, and they come over to I don't know, it's like Heathrow or something, and the I can't remember this. It's like an actor or a TV personality, and they're talking about being his, he's like their biggest fan.
All right.
I don't know.
And it's, you know, David Walliams and Matt Lucas.
Yeah.
And dressed up as Japanese schoolgirls.
Like Fukumi and Fukyo.
With the eyes and everything. And the accent.
With the eyes and everything.
Well, you know.
The Chinese or Japanese.
You know. Yeah.
You know what is annoying? Japanese,
what are these?
That, I find it annoying that that is now, we see that and think, fucking hell, how'd they get away with that? That's annoying me.
But back then, it was just a shit comedy program. It wasn't even that funny.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. We used to run around playground as kids, doing that with your eyes. With your Chinese, eyes. Japanese, dirty knees, what are these?
Yeah.
Chasing kids as Chinese. Like, I'm going to get you.
I didn't chase them.
I did.
Chase Chinese kids around the park.
No, not Chinese. Chasing them with your fingers, kids. Pointing your eyes at
Martin Clunes. They're singing about being Martin Clunes, and then they're just singing. It's like randomly, Martin Clunes, biggest fan.
I'll have to watch it.
I'll have to revisit. Because he had him in, he was suspecting, it's that one when he's suspecting him, he's wanting a job. He's from Bradford. Matt Lucas's character is from Bradford.
This isn't Little Britain, is it? This is a...
The goofy Asian... The spin-off was filmed at Donny Airport.
I know they spinned off.
Was it? But,
yeah. Come Fly With Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's interviewing him for a job and he's like... He's essentially saying he's a terrorist, isn't he? Just because he's from
brown.
Bradford.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. He's asking where his mum and dad's from. Yeah, but where are they from? Where are they from originally?
And is the answer, like, Bradford?
Bradford. Yeah, he just keeps saying Bradford all the time.
Bradford.
Because he was gay, innit? That's what it is. That's where that clip come from. You know, I sent you that time. Yeah. That's him going, he was gay, innit?
No.
That's him. Matt Lucas doing that.
Right, yeah. I don't remember you sending me that. Well, you know, sent me some shit.
I'll resend it, yeah. It was years ago. All right, Dan.
I was just checking my mic wasn't going to fall over.
Mic check, 1-2.
Check the mic, check the mic.
1-2, 1-2.
Testing, testing. Should have done that at the beginning.
It's nice, isn't it?
I just get down with it.
You do? You really do.
What I want to...
What do you want to...
I had a thought process of a day about about truck stops.
Truck stops.
About how brilliant they are and how the facilities are always top quality.
Yeah, about who we're talking about. We're talking about it on CB and saying which ones that you go to and which ones that your ways are not.
Do you always swerve unless you're absolutely?
Yeah, and there's hardly any that ever come up in people's things as, oh, I'd go there, like, or they'd go out the way to go there and stuff like that. And they're just in any. And with people like Andon and stuff, that's on continental fucking time.
They get to see how good it is in France, don't
they? They see how nice it is everywhere else. Who were it who came back when? And they were saying how mega fucking, just even, you're not paying for them and stuff like that. And they've got full fucking shops, like the full trucks. Shops and the massive. Who were it? Who's come around for?
Well, there's been Mark Lenghi,
Bing Dan. He goes. Yeah, isn't
it was somebody else. Don't know who I'm thinking of. I don't know who I'm thinking of. But we're just saying how fucking shit and poor it is. There's an Instagram account that's doing like reviews of where you're staying in this country. So they're off to. Like, you know, setting a fucking campaign off and trying to improve it, trying to get fucking things moving with state of them. But I can't see how that's going to change out. No. You know, reviewing where you've been.
Yeah. No one gives a fuck.
No.
End of the day, people are still going to park in there and pay. So they don't care.
They're just so run down.
Just whenever
you
run out of time.
Yeah.
You go to some places and you just think, is this even open? Why does it look like it's derelict?
I'll tell you what, me and him stayed in. On paper, a good truck stop. It were clean. New Ollies. It's clean, it's concrete, it's fairly big, it's lit up, it's secure.
And it were popular, and it were busy. Yeah.
Where is this at?
Is it the
A6 or A5?
A5 at Cannock Chase, Cannock.
Down south of Cannock, weren't it?
Mm,
I think I might have stopped there a long time ago.
Apparently it's the oldest truck stop in the country. It's all right. It were all right, weren't it? It were noisy.
But it were all just all right. It were like, the cafe and stuff were like food were all right, weren't it? It were
clean.
Toilets
were clean. Everything was clean.
It were all spaced out like a plastic chaired cafe inside.
Yeah.
But there were no only about it. You know, like, there were no truck stoppy about it. You didn't feel like you wanted to fucking hang around there or stay in for a bit or, you know, like.
Was it a bit bleak?
Yeah. Like Fox is a bit more only and you can go in and there's somewhere to sit and have a beer and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's it, isn't it? Having an atmosphere.
Red Lion.
Yeah.
I've still never been in
there.
Yeah,
Red Lion's kind of nice.
No. I've still never been in.
Got an award every week, didn't it, for being best in Europe or country or something? Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Have they got any space for expansion?
They're a bit hemmed in now, aren't they? Because they have
just expanded.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because people always say about getting fucking wanged in with parking.
Yeah, you're packed in like sardines.
I didn't have an issue with that. Until somebody pointed out that, what happens if there's a truck fire?
What happens if you've got an issue at home?
Yeah, if one goes up, they're all going up. I mean, no. But all surrounding it.
Yeah, but I've never seen that happening.
No, but somebody's once made that comment and all that. Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, but there's other things. You're in, aren't you? You're parked in a corner, you're sardined in.
Yeah.
You get a phone call, there's been an home emergency. Nightmare.
Yeah, but... Quite often with a night out, you're nighting out because you're miles away from home anyway, and there's not a lot.
Yeah, but then you ain't getting home for next.
Well, you just drop your load and fucking go out your unit only.
Well, go and do a shitty car.
You can't get sardined in, can you?
Is it that much sardine?
Yeah.
Like, you can't go.
Literally, you're fucked.
Like, you have the back of a trailer in front of you, and you wouldn't be able to open the doors of that trailer.
But I also think if I had that much of an emergency to get home for, I wouldn't be driving my lorry back. My lorry would be where I am and I'd be going fastest way possible, which is probably a taxi. Or just whatever's quickest, you know what I mean?
That's just driving. A scenario you hope to never have to...
Yeah.
Yeah, driving a lorry a truck back is not
what... I suppose,
Because you hear people say, well, I won't care about it, I'd be pulling my card and just driving. It's like, why would you still be in your lorry? Surely you'd be going the fastest way fucking possible. You might be driving your lorry, but you'd also then be on phone to somebody... saying, I'm going to stop at Leicester, get a fucking taxi there.
I know.
Truck's there. And then get in your taxi and fuck off.
I know.
That's what I'd personally do.
They need to whoop the fucking game, these truck stops in this country. No, they're not going to listen to anyone, like I said, because people are always going to pay and they're always going to be full every night.
Yeah.
But prices are going to go up and up and up.
But I don't get what that reviewing thing is going to change. I know where people
it's well meaning into it, but it isn't.
But it's just really highlighting.
Yeah, that'd have to be fucking everywhere for everybody to see before they went to something, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, all these transport cafes and truck stops and things always existed, and obviously, a lot of the like dual carriageways were bypassed with motorways being built and things. So obviously, they've either become quiet. Or just cease to exist.
Just off route.
They weren't necessary anymore. And then there's a handful that are left over because they were still near the new bit of motorway that was built, weren't they?
Yeah.
And you know, like some of them are clearly decent because they've made the effort to keep them up to date over the years, haven't they? But once they get to a certain point of, you know, like how shit they are, they're going to take so much money to get back to a decent standard. They're just. Not even going to bother.
I think that's like that new Hollis.
Close it down. That'll be it.
Yeah. We're on main route. Then M6 were built.
Yeah,
but it's like still a cut through.
In between, isn't it?
It's a cut through, so you still pass it. It's still a very fucking busy route.
Yeah,
but you think I know a lot of people when they come off somewhere, they want to just wang off with fucking 3 minutes spare, stop there, and then fuck off again. Yeah. Because that many people have played on, but. Like for Stockyard, I was amazed at how busy Stockyard is because I know it's not, in the terms of things, it's not a faff, is it, to get to? But you think of coming off at M18, going down to that roundabout, then going down into Industrial Estate and then going into it, it's, although it's next at motorway, it's like another 5 or 10 minutes into
it. I suppose if you're coming south, you'll see it and you'll be like, oh, that looks perfect, I'm going to go for that. And then you go off and you think,
where the fuck am I going?
That must
I'm already committed now, so I have to keep going.
Run on people's experience, on it?
Penrith's a bit like that. Yeah.
You go there and you're like, yeah, it is, yeah. You go there and you're like, oh, I like this here. I'm going to go back there. I'm going to head for that next time. But I think Stockyard's probably going to be one at best, isn't it? Because that's always fucking rammed.
We'd never experience it, us though, would we?
No, because it's so close to us.
Too far, too close.
I think it got...
Have you ever stayed there?
No.
No.
Not like ran out of time. No. Amund has, hasn't he? He's like...
Oh, fucking...
But if I can get...
Started his day and then went into Ellaby for night.
Chances are, if I can get there... Well, if I've got another 15 minutes, I could be back in the yard. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Or even nearer my house. And I can kind of park...
You need to be mega ran out of time to get there, don't you?
But it's normally planned.
Yeah, I've never been there. Only, well, not night out in a truck. Only ever been there when, you know, for Sunday dinner.
Because
they have carvers on Sunday dinner. It's always fucking
just been there a few times for breakfast.
I've just been there when we did recordings.
Yeah.
You've never been there before that?
No.
Are we going to do some more of that?
Yeah.
Or did we just do that just because we were trying out outdoor?
No, like, we can do.
Recording away from here, because I kind of like to him in there.
Yeah, can do.
When Pete came... That time, that was good.
Yeah,
it needs to be warm, doesn't it?
Yeah, it needs to be warm.
Oh yeah, we can't do another day like today.
Although it's nice, it's chilly, isn't it?
It's fucking cold.
We'd have to wrap up.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
We would have to wrap up. What we're doing, we're recording wise at Truck Fest.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
And we're just taking a little recorder.
We're due to do some recording, aren't we? In terms
it's recording weekend. It's worrying me.
Getting excited.
Why?
It just is.
It's only 2 weeks.
Why? Because it's. Or straight out again. Well, it'll just have to like roll on a day, won't it? Not be out on Monday. Although bank holiday Monday, it's come out on Tuesday.
No, I'll be able to get it done Sunday. I would be able to get it done first episode. Second episode is going
to
be...
We'll have to record again, won't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to have to be following weekend.
Just have like one bigger bumper one.
Like we did with Convoy.
Yeah. And then just roll on to another
one. To record one weekend Truck Fest special... And then having to be next weekend at Truck Fest
while still there
is going to be a fucking not possible.
Yeah. The only way it'd work is, I suppose, is if we got that much fucking
content.
Stuff. Yeah, we split it over two.
There is that.
We'll have to see, won't we?
We could do
best
that.
Best intentions and all that.
But you've got content, you need filling as well. We shouldn't be talking about this on air, but like we're doing A-up, welcome. You need that again.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It needs to be fresh. It'd be fucking, it's going to be hard to try and
we
get
to keep the
hours.
Standards high, guys, don't we?
We're world class.
Putting any old shit out, that's not what we do, unbelievably.
So many countries and stuff.
Are you doing a shit out?
I don't know what I
pushing the shit out.
A Russian shit house.
I don't know what I said. Pushing a shit out.
Pushing a shit out.
That's how cold I am.
It's a bit cold in here. Have you put...
That radiator is on 24/7 and I've had heater in.
I don't believe you.
I've put it back in garage.
It'll be lovely to see all fans.
Oh, it will be.
Both of them.
I'm at Byron for the first time of a day.
Yeah.
Lovely lad.
Lovely.
So lovely, isn't he?
Who have I met of late?
I touched up a rare collectible at British Steel.
Yeah, but we can do that fucking any day.
Anyway.
He's just sat there now. Look at him. Look at him shining like a fucking glittery fucking Pokemon card.
I don't know.
Charizard.
I'm not hard.
Beg your pardon?
I'm not a Charizard, or what did you say?
I tip-torched. Bev, a.k.a. Dev, and Sex Pest Spring.
All in a wanna? Was that two separate occasions?
Sex
Pest Spring.
I think
that's the nicest
all
way of saying it, isn't it?
I think that's all. No, and Kieran. Kieran at Woodall Services.
Lovely.
When we pulled up behind a car transporter, which... I'd had the bottom car nicked.
Oh dear.
What,
off the actual transporter?
Yeah.
What, overnight?
Yeah, I did send a picture to the WhatsApp group, but no fucker replied.
All right.
When?
Look it out.
I've not seen
it. A while back now,
I didn't. I've not paid attention.
Week two. Car transporter straps were all cut in half on the floor, and there were like bits of plastic trim from underneath the Kia.
Where it ragged it off
it off, yeah.
Fucking hell.
That's blown my mind.
They already sussed out how to rob that.
Uh-huh.
They can do it Range Rovers, I suppose, can't they?
Yeah. How can nobody notice that happening and do
I
something about it?
Know. I don't fucking know.
Fries my brain, that does.
Well, most of it.
It's if a it's brazen a,
if it fucking cheeker. Doing it at midnight, every cunt sock on.
You pay money to park in services.
Yeah, it's not very secure,
and
is it?
You don't pay for security. This is what people say. You don't pay for security. You're paying to rent that bit of land and that is it.
That's a,
where was this at?
Out of order, Woodall. Though, isn't it?
Woodall, yeah. So at an actual services, you're not getting any security, yeah. Are you?
Other and it were...
It might be on a camera.
You know, most bays are doubled up. It were the last bay where someone just parks on end. That's yeah. where he were parked, so no one could get behind him. You know.
They must just, like...
Can't believe it. Like, go up and down looking for the opportunity,
yeah.
Opportunities, yeah. Like just brown spanking Kia.
Drive around with flatbed or something.
But they won't have a key for it, though, will they? Will they just take it away?
Probably go for export, won't it, maybe?
Yeah.
Imagine if it's new bits, won't it?
It's worth...
Brand new car.
A brand new car. Well, how much is a brand new Kia? I don't know.
$20,000 No, those brand new Kias are fucking going fatty.
Probably the smallest, cheapest Kia is probably... More than 20 grand.
Yeah, you know, these were not SUVs, 4x4 style ones. It were full of them.
Like the an EV6 and stuff
yeah,
like that.
It's worth 10 grand to someone, isn't it? Easy on export.
It's brand new, they're fucking 50, 60 grand, yeah. aren't they?
Sell it, get it over to Africa. Them boys take it.
Oh, it reminds me.
Batteries. Can't afford shoes, they're not going to have a battery charger, are they?
We were in Donny North the other week, and there was a... Remember, you know, our old Scanias? It was just like one of those, but it had run out of diesel, and it was in the right in the way. And then this guy in a Nissan, oh no, a Toyota Land Cruiser, hooked a chain to it and pulled it around the, like, took it for a lap around the services to turn it around the right way around to get it on the pump to get some diesel in it.
Fucking Land Cruisers can pull fucking out.
Yeah, it was impressive. It was... So they went in to give them the cash because it wasn't paying on a card. It was the kind of scruffy looking guys.
Yeah. Dodgy scuffers.
Yeah. And I'm fueling up. So I don't normally talk to random people, but I was just curious. So I asked him about it. And it's like, turns out they'd bought it from an auction just down the road. Where's all those cars? At Santoft.
Yeah.
They got it from an auction there.
Done it.
$5,000 they paid for it. Yeah. For the Scania, I think it wasn't an R, so it was a G450, something like what we used to have. It had over 1,000,000 kilometres on it, and only $5,000.
Must have been its last legs then.
Yeah.
I don't know much about trucks, mate.
It's just what we used to have.
I thought it was...
The white ones.
Oh, yeah, I know that, yeah.
They're like low spec, low everything.
Yeah, it was a... Bit of a low rent version.
Entry level.
Yeah.
It says it was going to get chopped in half. The cab is going to get taken off. The chassis is going to get chopped off just behind the engine, but behind the cab. So the front bit, probably with the front wheels and all the engine and gearbox and all that shit, was going to go in a container to Tanzania? Yeah.
Tanzania?
Is it? No. What's the...
That's Tasmania.
Yeah. I think that's weird.
Kilimanjaro. Is that Tanzania?
I don't know. Somewhere in Africa.
It is, isn't it? It is.
Maybe.
Tanzania.
It sounds right.
I'm sure it is.
Sounds right. Ask Miles.
We don't guess.
Just message Miles and see what it says.
Hey, look, Chris. Manjaro killer in Tanzania. Yeah, it is.
Just check.
It is.
Tanzania. East Africa.
Yeah, knew it.
Yeah, so it was going to get exported.
Yeah.
So they ran it out of diesel and then they couldn't get it to start. Probably because of an airlock in.
So they think of money they must be able to make off shitty old trucks like that by sending them over there.
It must be doable. When they buy it from the auction, they drain the fuel tank completely dry, then put in 2 gallons, I think he said, or maybe a gallon, which is just enough to get it from Santos to Donny North Services. And it didn't make it.
Fucking hell.
Pulled in, is it Barlborough? You know, A64, that BP at York. Barlborough, something. Yeah. I pulled in there and there were a brand new Scania.
Just before the Ring Road, didn't it? With the McDonald's and stuff.
Yeah.
You went Ring in Road there?
To. Yeah. Did you? I often go in there for diesel.
Where you go there and you think, oh, I'll go for a McDonald's while I'm here.
You can't.
But there's nowhere to park and you can't. Shit.
Never been in there.
Yeah, I often go in there for diesel. I pulled in, there were tractor unit only Scania, brand spanker with trade plates on in front. He just started filling up. He put 15 quid in. He put 15 quid in and that were it.
Were you driving to the next petrol station?
I don't know. But
what's the point?
I don't know. It, obviously, it's only in transit, isn't it? But
the fuel light isn't going to go off, is it?
You, no.
He's just driving to the next petrol station.
Must be driving in somewhere very local, but that is risking it, that, isn't it? They must know, but I don't fucking know. I don't know. So, how have we been getting on with Ola?
Oh, lovely.
Fucking
I have one every day.
Well, I'm organised and I made myself a
peach, white peach.
Yes, there you go. I told you, didn't I? I was going to take a look at my. I took a photo of the session because I keep forgetting.
I'll tell you what they can do if they're
listening. No, it's tea, isn't it? White.
No, white peach hydration.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just know it wasn't energy.
They can put more effort into the shakers, I think.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, because the drinks and the flavours are ace, and I love that. I love all fucking drink. But
it does the job.
And it really does, doesn't it?
No,
it does.
I mean the shaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The shakers.
I just don't think they're good enough. I think they need to whip them up.
I think it's bang on.
They do the job. I just like them better. If they had, you know, like ones with like pop lids. Those metal ones, I might get one of them and see if they're any better.
To be fair, they're not that bad considering you don't really pay for them. You know, you just get them in the starter pack.
Have you leaked out at top?
No.
All right.
Mine doesn't leak.
I might have a duff one then.
You just put your lid on right, you fucking bird.
It's on right. Other one don't
it.
Leak.
You fucking bird.
That grey one like that one leaked.
So for my breakfast the other day, I had an energy peach panther. And then throughout the day, I had two pink grapefruit hydrations.
Oh, I've still not had a pink grapefruit.
It's nice.
Oh, I have.
I don't think I like it.
I think you will, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, like I'm going to say you will.
Is it grapefruity, though?
It is grapefruity, but it's not grapefruity.
That's how I
it reminded me of like a grapefruit kind of jelly sweet.
Yeah.
Not super sweet, but that kind of flavour. Yeah, I thought it was right nice. Can't wait to have one on a sunny day.
Best way ice, innit?
Come on,
ice
summer. When are you going to get here? Then we'll have some nice cold drinks.
Some nice iced teas. Some Ola iced teas full of ice from us fridges out of us trucks because we've got fridges with freezery bits in.
We have.
And it'll be banging. And do you know what I'm going to do to get it? I'm going to use the code JTAPOD and get 10% off.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
And if I hadn't ordered before... If it's my first order, I'm going to use the code JTAPOD5
and
get £5 off my first order.
Someone spent some fucking money over there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Who were that?
I don't know.
Did Lenny buy some?
No.
I bought some.
Or it Cam?
I don't know who bought it.
Why, somebody else put a big order in?
Yeah, like quite a lot.
Well, I'm looking forward to my next order. It's coming. It's got, it's a box of Blueberry Bear.
Oh, nice. I want to try that one.
I like blueberry. I haven't tried that yet, so I thought I'm going to buy a 10 pack.
A box or a tub?
A 10 pack. To the sachets. Right,
yeah. I'll try one of those.
And that's then, what Checker Josh has got, isn't it?
No, he hasn't got a bear one,
has he? Has he got a bear one?
I've got frog one. You've got panther.
I haven't got panther. I've got plain.
And I went for a sample box of the iced tea because I think they're nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
And I think that'll be here on Monday.
We'll give the panther Checker away.
Oh, yeah. That's in the giveaway.
Who won that?
Matty Ehrman.
Very good, very nice.
Well-deserved winner.
Nice checker. Yeah.
Loza fucking pissed. She went next one on, and I thought it were her.
I didn't see it.
You did not see the draw?
No. You need to share these.
Where did you do it?
TikTok. I just did it live on TikTok.
I feel like you're doing it on purpose to exclude me from that. Yeah, because you know I don't do TikTok.
Well, you should.
And I've got no interest in ever doing
it. Did you not save it? You should save it and then just post it on Instagram as well can see it.
Well, because it were on a live, you see, I did it and then I like screenshotted the win a bit.
You can still save lives.
I can, but because it went on for a while.
I'm just thinking just for that. Documentation. Yeah, you can cut it.
Yeah, I can, but yeah.
We've all got cap cut, Dan.
Yeah, it's fine. But we don't, it's just saving videos and cutting bits out just for that. It's just a lot of faff.
It's not faff. You're faff.
It is a lot of faff.
Maybe if you sat down and did it.
Dan, you've got one job.
If you sat down and did it with Ola Energy, you'd have the...
We'd be all right. I haven't got time in my working day, Matt.
Ola Energy, sorted.
I haven't got time for that.
You'll be sorted with some Ola Energy.
What's pinging?
Well, I like...
You need to stop referencing stuff that's not on.
I like the Holy. And I know we're trying to promote it to other people to buy.
But genuinely, it is nice.
I've put two orders in now.
Yeah, I have. I have.
I wouldn't be spending my own money on it if I didn't believe in it.
It's genuinely decent.
Yeah, I like the shit. It's good.
It doesn't taste like sugar-free shit, which normally does.
Yeah,
it's just
it's
nice.
Not, it's not got just... It's not got no shit sweeteners in it.
No,
it's all natural.
What we had from Anon this week?
It's just nice.
No, this week. Something on its way.
It's on its way though, isn't it? Some cheese and bunions.
Fucking hope not.
He is. It's done
a, I hope he's sending some bagels.
It's done a mix.
Fucking hope not.
He's rubbed his dick on.
I'll be throwing bagels off at fucking wall.
So what are you doing for Truck Fest then? Are you going or what?
I'm getting excited.
Day.
Just a day ticket?
Yeah.
And me and you were camping.
I was looking at tents yesterday.
Oh yeah.
I've got a tent in my loft that's been there forever. I need to get out. I'm going to get out this afternoon actually and see if it's still usable, and if not, it's going in the bin, and I'm going to buy a new one from Go Outdoors.
I'm not going outdoors.
So I am
going
to go outdoors. I told Amy I might be sleeping in the car. She was like, she pulled her face and she was like, you might not be able to park anywhere near your camping. And I was like,
No, you do.
You do if
I don't know if that's
no, you do.
You get an 8x8 pitch, don't you?
Yeah, your car and your thing, you park next to where you're camping.
We camp near the other trucks?
Oh, yeah, I think there's going to be a campsite. There's going to be a campsite, isn't there?
Yeah. As you're coming up to the showground, I say you were going down towards Lincoln from that roundabout, and you can see all lines, can't you? That's where all trucks are going to park. And then from what I've seen, the field that side of it is where the camping bit will be. So you'll have to like walk through like a little thing where they go, yeah, you've got an armband, you can go in. You know, like an entry armband. Yeah. So you'd be camping in that bit. So you'd not be on it, but you're near it.
Cool. It'd have been a lovely send-off for my van. It's last camping session if I were camping.
And you're not, though, are you?
I'm not.
Oh.
See, I've still not got my tent box, but I'm thinking about a tent box, or I'm thinking about if I don't get a tent box, just get one
you
of those.
You ain't getting a tent box.
You're not getting a tent box in the next 10 days, are you?
Why?
You're not.
Because you're not organised.
Full
enough.
Of shit.
You should have already bought it by now. Because you didn't need
have, to... you, have, you ne- have you never met me? You don't see me just go out and buy stuff.
You're full of shit.
Yeah, but you need to strap it to your car.
With
check
roof
it,
bars.
Check it works.
It's a 10-minute job.
No, you're not
I'll check
it
on way.
Would you just like put it on, drive to Truck Fest and hope it's...
Unless you buy
just pop
one
it up
now.
On drive. It takes 10 seconds to put up. That's the whole
point. Buy one
of it.
Now. Buy one. Get your phone out and buy one now.
Might do.
Then I'll believe you. Fucking full of shit, man. Don't buy one.
Yeah, you dare. I dare you to spend 1,200 quid on a tent box.
Might do.
Don't buy one.
Is it 2,200? How much is it?
I do. Sold an house. Got fucking millions in bank.
Like that, isn't it?
Buy one if I want to buy one.
Damn.
The only reason why I've not bought one is because I'm in the process
of
pulling a fucking shed down. And if I had another one to put all my stuff in, then I'd have that. Otherwise, I'm going to buy it. It's going to go on my roof.
Just leave it on your car and then it'll keep your roof.
It will stay on there.
It'll keep your car roof clear of the shit off the trees.
Saw a mini with a tent box on.
Is it? Yeah. I think they look right cool. I'd love a roof box, though.
I don't
know
if they look cool because it's just a big square fucking canvas on
its roof. It's a bit of a styling thing, isn't it?
No, not I don't like those with canvas bags.
Lifestyle.
I like the hard-shelled ones that are on that.
That's an extra few quid.
Hydraulic pumps.
Yeah, you don't buy one.
1,500 quid, I think.
Fucking what? But really,
would
you get
your
use out
of
it?
No,
tent box the other day.
Yeah,
it's a little car for. Actually, it wasn't a little tent box. It was.
Don't matter about the size of
the
car, though, does it?
Clearly not.
Sleeping in that fucker.
Coolness of it.
Because when you fold it over, that's how it works, isn't it? It kind of opens out, and then legs come down to spread the weight.
Yeah, the
so it's not all concentrating on the car.
Is it like one of those old folded out caravans?
No, there's different ones. There's ones that like it's hard floored, and then it's got ladders on top, and then you pull ladders out and then pull the floor out, and so it like goes like that.
Ammons had one on Grand
like
Tour, hadn't
he? Yeah, I think he did. Or there's the ones that I were looking at where it's the classic, the tent box classic, but other makes make them with like half at price, but then you think, well, why are they half at
is
price?
Is the brand Tent be Box?
Tent Box, yeah.
That's what you see, isn't it? On
so
the
Tent Box Classic concerned. Is what I were looking at, and it's got clips on each side, and it's literally that, click, click, on the other side, click, click, and then you push it up and it just goes on fucking hydraulic things, and then it's just extended upwards like that.
Oh, like yeah. Struts in a boot.
And that's the full size of it. And then you can have awning on side that come, like, well, it has awning on it that pulls out, and then ladders that come down.
Mm. How big's the internal space of it?
I don't know specific dimensions, but there's different ones. There's a light one, which is the one that like folds out sideways. But then there's the light XL, which is like that, but a big one, which is like a four-person fucking bedroom. I've seen ones where they have all lights on, and you
it's
know,
gonna
like
be strong to support 10 a little projector
and thing inside and all that kind of stuff. That's right, good. What? A projector. So they're laid in bed and they're watching TV and stuff.
A projector.
Somewhere to put your PlayStation and all that stuff.
Yeah, just put an iPad up and start playing COD in middle of the field.
So anyway, I think I'm going to buy a tent for about £70 from Go Outdoors.
It's probably the best option, yeah, to be honest.
One man pop up. Yeah,
some of that you only need.
I'm
going to
buy
a
little one, because a smallest light one, so then Ivan can use it for his Duke of Edinburgh shoot in a few years' time.
Yeah. There's a thing.
Because I'll never camp in it on my own again, probably.
There's a mattress in the back, like a double a thing in back at car, you know, we just flattened back seats down. In estate cars, you can just get like a blow up mattress and they're supposed to.
Yes.
But I bet that's cold. But then is it going to be any colder than being in a roof tent?
It would also be like being in a coffin, because there's not much height, is there?
Yeah.
When you're in.
Because I see people on TikTok camping in the car all the time, going on adventures.
Yeah, they could have diesel heaters, though.
No, one I saw with this bird, with old Skoda, and she like goes out like paddleboarding and stuff, but she like has like little, she has like a little mattress that's like put out in a flattens back seats now, and she's got like little this little tub for food and this little stove that she goes outside and cooks, and it'd be the same as being in a tent box, wouldn't it, really?
I suppose. You could pick diesel heaters up now for £90.
Aren't they going to poison me?
No, we have them in truck, don't we?
Yeah, but same, why do you set them up on a car? Do you just attach them to a window or what? Up in a window, well, and then it like fills the gap?
No, it's a box.
It needs,
like,
it needs to be to the outside.
Like a shoe box, yeah, which gets mounted under the car or somewhere with an inlet pipe and an exhaust.
But what, I mean...
And blower.
But what? So blower needs to get into the car somehow.
Yeah.
You're just a pipe.
So I'm not going to like...
It's just a pipe. Just sit it to underneath one at chairs or something.
From outside?
From the heater box, yeah.
I'm just wondering where ventilation comes, like... Because, like, if you've got a diesel heater, when you have it on a van and you've... Because I'm thinking a mobile one, because it's not going to want to be on my car all the time or installed in the car, like a camper ones, van. Yeah. Would you, like, just, like, stick it outside your car and then... the heater somehow gets the blower inside, or do you keep it inside and then the exhaust will go outside?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know.
that's the first thing that comes to mind. How are you going to breathe? Because in your lorry, it's on the outside, isn't it, obviously? And then it just blows hot air inside.
Yeah, well, that's what a diesel heater is supposed to be.
Yeah. So, like, on your camper van, where do you set... How does that set up?
On a camper van, it's set up same as a lorry.
Inside. No, outside.
It's mounted on outside and all the pipes are connected to your
blowers. As long as the exhaust pipe's blowing outside and sucking clean air in from the outside.
So if you could get a mobile one, would you like have to put it in like, you know, like the old Volkswagen's aircon units where it like attaches to like your open window?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would it have to like go like that? I've never seen one. I wouldn't know how it works.
I don't know how a mobile one works. I just know how it works.
Even if it's such a thing. I'll just get a thicker sleeping bag,
yeah,
or a fluffy blanket.
Yeah,
that's what I'd probably do. But that's what we're doing. Me and Brownie are camping. Ash is camping. Josh and Matt are being about it.
We're day in.
They're just day in it.
But how come you're day in?
Just day sesh, people. Oh. Just day session.
It's just clearly such a super busy fella.
He isn't. He
isn't staying in my back garden.
Oh, since his state of mind, on my third skip.
Fuck off.
Third 6-yarder.
Not cheap nowadays, skips, are they?
220 quid a pop.
Yeah, it's fucking horrendous.
I like said to her, this is my third one, am I going to get mates rates? And she's like,
there's no such thing as a cheap skip.
No.
You can't get them.
No, stupid, isn't it?
Mm.
It's good business to get into.
Fucking is.
Isn't it?
Fucking hell.
It's just getting rid of it, isn't it? Well, shit, that's
just dump the cunt.
Just dump cunt.
Just fly tip the cunt.
Round back here, around, apparently.
Round here, yeah. Fucking all sorts of
stuff. Where they're pouring it all.
Cats.
How much, when they say a 6 yard, does that mean 6 ton?
6 cubic yards. That's the skip. Is this 6 is what we cubic yard size.
Right. That's what we
is
were
there
asking.
A limit to what you can put in it?
No. I said, is it cheaper if it's just rubble and garden waste? And she said, no, it's the same. Like, all right. So I'll just put a few bags of dog poo in it as well, just so I feel like I've got my money's worth. So they can't recycle it all in one spot. Yeah.
Just put the dog in.
Just I want to.
Put bin waste in.
Laura,
shit like
you
that.
Get in as well.
Get loads of Laura's in.
You could club her and chuck her in the middle.
Fit her in. Didn't make me tea for me last night. Out with Seb for 2 hours training.
Oh.
Got back.
Did you ask her to?
Any tea? I don't have to. She don't ask me when I make her tea. I just do it because I'm just thoughtful. And
did she assume
you're
doing
need tea?
Chippy Friday, aren't we? Yeah.
No. No.
Was she too busy watching Celebrity? I'm a single person marrying a blind person.
She'd had jobs.
I'll tell you what her problem is. Tell you what she is.
You bastard.
She's a you bastard.
She's a bastard. What a bastard.
Can you do another one where you just take out the you?
You.
You. Bastard.
Find one.
Yeah.
Little bastard.
So then we can put her own prefixes on.
Yeah.
French.
Bastard.
That's your dog, isn't it?
Annoying.
Bastard.
Cunty.
Smelly.
Bastard.
Bastard.
Vegan.
Bastard.
Is she a vegan?
No, she's
bastard.
Veggie.
Veggie.
Bastard.
Oh, we're just using all these to describe her.
I thought we were talking about Laura.
I hope she doesn't listen.
Hi, Laura. Love you, really.
People that she knows listens, I think.
You'd be right.
You know, this is all meant in, like...
Oh, yeah. It's jest.
Jest.
Yeah. Yeah. Proper jesty. Don't mean it.
Really does.
Unless you don't listen, and then I do mean it.
Oh, dear.
We're going to need the that wife swap special, you know, so our lasses can come on and just, like, slag us off and say what the...
Yeah.
I think
Kerry won't slag me.
Kerry won't, would you? No. She'd be like, no, I like Matt. It's just a bit weird and gay.
Amy's got nothing to say. She says it all to me.
Would she?
Yeah, she told
you
know, me.
I think
already.
She'd enjoy it, like a therapy session.
Therapy, yeah.
I'm saying it's just going to be Laura and Lorraine.
I have exercised my demons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they do it?
No.
I don't think they would. I think it'd be a good idea. Maybe not for like a full one. But maybe if we had them in the general area and got them on.
Could do a Patreon special.
Imagine background noise.
How about a 10-minute Patreon special?
Or yammering in background.
Fucking
Dan,
no.
What? 10-minute Patreon special. Where they just...
They're not going to fit it into 10 minutes.
But it's blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you've...
Kerry could fit hers in 10 seconds. I like Matt. Matt's perfect. How long will that? 2 seconds.
Yeah. Just go and get her now and see what she says.
She's busy.
Yeah.
See what she'd actually
say. I've made a tidy up.
You've made a tidy up.
Get tidy and get fucking Hoover in before I get in.
She's
I want
doing...
that mopped and I want that dusted.
Because she's cleaning and bastard. Tidying. Are you going to walk inside and she's then going to tell you what she's done? Because mine likes to do that.
That's what I like to do.
I've done this and I've done that while you've been down there.
Yeah, she likes to tell me what job she's done.
Like, all right.
I don't tell her what jobs I do.
I just tell you what I did yesterday.
Isn't that the law to do that, though?
You do for women, yeah. Hmm. I got home from work early-ish yesterday. I thought, my reverse camera's packed in on van, so I got a new reverse camera. I thought, I'll fit it. So I connected it up and it didn't work. It needed rewiring.
Oh.
So I had to take all the fucking barn door lock off. Took it all off, put this new fucking camera in. It was working fine. Put everything back together. Put it into reverse. Camera didn't come on. Oh, for fuck's sake. So I took all lock back off. At this time, all the lock. I didn't know that I'd put it all back together wrong. Mm. The lock. And
it was probably raining again at this point.
Door won't open because Andal had not seated right inside. It took me about fucking 4 hours to figure out how to fit this fucking lock on back at van. Note to do with camera. I've threw fucking camera through fucking field. I need to order another camera. And I only just sorted it out at about fucking 5 o'clock last night.
Was this a 20-minute job?
It was a 20-minute job. And I've got brickwork to do in garden as well, which I wanted to do that afterwards. So that's what I'm doing today.
All right, that's your
job. It looks like a better day for doing brickwork anyway.
It does.
I'm going out on my bike.
No, I'm not.
Sorry. I'll just come up
on. Don't apologise for going out on your bike.
No, just the cough.
You fuck off.
It come up on me quick.
I might get my bike out.
You got a new bike?
Yeah, relatively new.
Is this in the replacement of the one that you sold to that bloke who wanted it?
No, that were orange one. I've had another one since then.
Blue one.
I got rid of Orange Crush to that guy with Porsche. Fucking right, cool. You know, like a sucker roof rack like mine. Pulls up in Porsche with this fucking... You know, I wouldn't have let him haggle me down. 50 quid, if I'd have known. Bastard.
Mr. Moneybags.
Fucking guns
rich
with Porsche.
Rich bastard.
Oh, yeah, I'll have that off you. Like, motherfucker.
Bastard.
Just don't know, though, do you, with some people?
No, you don't know.
And I've had an OBEA since then.
IBS.
OBEA.
Oh, yeah.
OBEA.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that was still, that was a hard tail still. So ah. Just 140 travel fork.
But now, because you're 40 this year, you can't have a hard tail anymore.
No, I've got full suspension again, yeah.
Are we still talking about bikes or fucking dicks?
Full suspension dick?
A hard tail.
All right, no. Because your tail's hard, isn't it?
That was my silliness.
Yeah.
I was like making an old man reference. Anyway.
You know the difference.
Yeah.
Hard tail and full sus.
Mine's full sus.
Mr. Floppy over there.
Is it? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It's hanging up in garage.
So you've got rid of your hard tail and you've gone for a floppy, front and rear.
Full sus.
Why can't you just say suspension?
Because it's text too long.
Because it's not
but
cool.
Then when you've got to repeat yourself because somebody didn't understand what you just said,
you know,
you should have just said it in the first place.
Sus?
Suspension.
But if somebody's asking me about suspension on my bike, I'm guessing they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
they
but you talk about... with like a dick in your mouth anyway. You're a bit mumble.
I'm not. I don't mumble. I'm bassy.
No, you mumble.
I don't. I'm bassy. It's just because I'm a bit monotone. Is that mumbly?
You're
mumble. Oh, I might mumble then.
Hello, my name is Billy.
See what? Says again.
And now you've got like AIDS or something.
My cough that I got rid of has come back.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's not saying one though.
Ah.
It's different.
What's it called? John.
Wee.
Oh, wee cough.
Oh. 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 Dan.
Said it.
I need to smash
just
that.
Put the fucking glass through, Dan.
What you did then? That is dusting that table.
Oh no!
Oh,
is Kerry going to come in?
It.
You're going
to
get
it's
Kerry
my
to
job
in
to
in
fucking dust down here.
I had some lovely pork scratchings the other day.
Did you? Well, they're nice.
I just thought because I've seen your fries up on side.
Oh yeah, you're going to get a Patreon list up.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now.
Good lad.
I like a pork scratching where sometimes you get like bits of hair on because you know it's like proper.
No. Straight off a pig.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what,
bit
pork.
Of a pig's ear.
You've heard of drink Atomic Blonde and what have you? Doncaster Brewery.
Yeah. I don't think I do.
I have heard of that.
They do pork scratchings to match. They do Atomic Blonde pork scratchings. You can get a little tub of Atomic Blonde flavoured honey or something like that.
Oh.
In Bull Market. Oh. And they're ever so nice.
Sounds beautiful.
Get that Patreon list up.
Got it.
Got Patreon.
I'm just filtering from the cancelled and
Scarabosh.
Why is everybody cancelled?
And the deserters. They're in any. They're in any really, considering. Considering how lame we are. We're not our professionals.
Look at me.
We're dead good at it. I'm just seeing what people are changing the names to already. You silly sausage, some people.
Oh, silly bastard cunt.
Oh, I can't say that.
You know
silly
what?
Silly bastard cunt.
Well, you know what Fellwell's changed his name to?
Tell us when you get to it.
Is it the sheep fingerer?
Nope. Okay. Ready? Number one is Luke Chappy Chapman.
Woo! Oh, yay!
Number two, General Goebbels is number two. Wobble
it's the
gob.
Pie Man.
Chris Ragg. And then next is Matt Broadbent.
What?
Matt Broadbent. That's what it says. It's got a picture of Jamie Fellwell and Jamie Fellwell's email address.
Don't read that out.
It's just such a clever guy.
Read that out.
Matt Broadbent, Master Bates, Ian Croucher, and Don Keegs. I need to go on to the next page.
So professional.
Yeah, well, I've forgotten to. If I had my iPad, you see. Lab, Ben, Dan Chandler, Tom Hoyland, Pops Twinkledick, Kerry Oxlade, Loz Orr, Kurt Mayo, Kieran Haynes, Matt Frosdick, Trucker Sheamus, Matt Ehrman, congratulations, Rob Zindel, Byron Lockwood, who's got a lovely soft fingertip, if anybody was wondering, Chris Senior, Mr. Rob, Marth's mate, Lenny Cronenberg, Tim Hampson, Sue, Dan Tweedale.
It's Harry. Not Sue anymore. No, it's just Sue.
It's always said Sue. I've just say Sue.
No, it said Sue before.
Did it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep.
All right. But I still say Sue. Who did I get to? Harry Woodward, Paul Longstaff, Springy, Dave Sheldon, Mick Isles, Beverly Chamberlain, Andy Bigney, Andy McClellan, Scotty B, Dicey, Trucker Soud, Little Burn, Jason Annan, Dan Kirtley, Cam Ravon, Damo, Blondie's Boobies, Stuart Lane, Gamekeeper Kenny, Good Old Erin, Matty Hill, Trucker Joe, Ben Orley, Glassman, Andy Meanley, Jake, Big Spuds, and Trucker Goose.
Whoa. What a list.
What a fucking list of people.
There's a list of legends right there.
It is.
Isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah, it's bang on.
It is. It's extending. We've had some lovely action in shop where everybody's merching up before Truckfest. We've got some trucker caps coming into shop, aren't they?
Limited.
It's going to have a limited number
stock.
Of them. Yeah, we've got some being made up for us for showing purposes until people can see them and see if they want them or not, and then get some more made up for shop.
You'll see them at Truckfest.
If they see us and decide they want to look as cool as us.
Well, yeah, if they can try and replicate the coolness.
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be fucking
everywhere.
Hard.
It's going to be hard.
So hard.
What else we got going in? New designs going in, aren't there?
Got some summer designs this year.
Summer's coming up. So we've got some new ones
some
coming
pretty,
up.
Pretty summer designs.
How are you doing with your JTA thong?
Yeah, it's still in the works.
Design,
yeah.
You have to pick a material first.
Yeah. I'm thinking like leopard print.
Like silk. Real leopard.
Sounds good.
No, silk.
Oh, okay. Print, not actual leopard, sorry. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah, or chiffon.
How about
blur.
Yeah, that'd be blue. Nice, but it'd be like stainy, wouldn't it?
Mm.
With all your jizziness.
I'm not that jizzy.
You're not leak, generally.
I just got a duck in my shtick. So if you want to become a patron,
what happened there? I don't know.
Join patron.
Yeah, do that if you want.
You can join in on his Discord then, which gets spoke about quite a lot if you join in on the CB, which you don't have to be a patron for. And if you do become a patron, you get a discount in the shop and you get entered into our monthly draw where you can win goodies.
Yeah, like Matt Ehrman.
Ehrman?
There's won loads of stuff.
Is holy stuff.
Is holy stuff as well as a t-shirt.
Very good, very nice.
Isn't
it? So you decided to do the t-shirt in the end then.
Yeah, well, you strong-armed me into it, didn't you?
But it's always been a thing though, hasn't it? It's always been a t-shirt giveaway.
I thought it'd be a replacement.
No.
One of them weren't. One of them was once a woolly hat, I think.
Oh, it's always been a merch giveaway then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Merch giveaway is cool.
Yeah.
T-shirt's cool.
I've done it. I don't mind.
There's an extra Brucey bonus, weren't it? Because we had some holy.
We had bare holy, bro.
You might like it.
Good stuff, innit?
You might like it and get some, be rejuvenated.
And also, don't forget about Pucker Ledgers.
Yeah.
Can't forget about that.
Get to Charlie and get your gear.
You can get 15% off with the code JTA Pod. We need to record that.
There's a running theme, isn't there?
Yeah. So if you want to buy anything from anywhere, just use the code JTA Pod.
Just put it in any
website. Not in our shop, though.
Any website. Just try JTA Pod. It might work.
Might work.
Don't work in our shop.
Does it still work on Manscaped?
Works on Manscaped.
It actually does, yeah.
Have you seen...
works on Truck Style.
Does it?
Yeah.
You seen who's on latest... advertisement for Manscaped.
Yeah.
Alicia, what's her face?
Came on telly the other day.
Was there a different one?
Yeah, they Alicia. Saw a bloke.
Oh, no, the woman.
What, you seen a Manscaped advert on the telly?
Yeah.
I didn't. It was on social medias. Alicia Layman. Layman? Milisha Lehman.
Who the fuck is she?
That chavvy blonde footballer bird with long blonde hair, bit juicy bums.
Plays for West Ham.
Is it West Ham or Villa?
Nah, same colours, similar.
Same shit, innit?
Definitely same.
It's not the same shit.
Not same shit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She's plays for one of them.
She plays for one of them.
I bet she's a handsome footballer.
She's a handsome chap.
It's not my bag, but yeah, people seem to like her.
Oh.
Yeah.
But she's doing it now. I don't know what she's shaving.
This was the beard hedger.
She'd be using the beard, won't she? Because, you know, you've got to be streamlined when you're running
the one around. I saw on telly with the beard hedger. Anyway, we need to stop talking about Manscaped.
You can still buy them.
You can still buy them.
If you're feeling flush.
Yeah.
They might come back.
They're not paying us.
One day.
One day, yeah.
Come on, you're back one day.
Please don't.
Join us, Patreon. Buy merch. What else have we got to say? Get on Pucker Ledgers, JTA Pod, 15% off. Buy some Holy, because it is genuinely fucking nice. And we've had a lot of feedback about how nice it is, actually, from people who have bought
it. Well, I liked it, and I went back for some more.
Same here.
Funnily enough, you drink every day.
Although they do send us stuff for free, we do also buy the stuff.
And we have also been buying it, haven't we?
Sure have.
And if you meet us, like I gave Byron some, he did buy some, didn't he?
Yeah.
He bought some before he even fucking launched as to tell anybody that we were fucking affiliated with him.
And there's been a couple of care packages left out for people with stickers and sachets.
Yeah, yeah. So if you tip touch anybody, just give us a poke and we'll give you a sachet to try or two.
And it is genuinely decent, good stuff. So you can use the code JTAPOD.
I don't think anybody would be disappointed. You know, if they go, I will buy a box of that and I'll have a go.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody will go and, you know, think it will waste the time.
Got a liter,
waste the money, sorry.
A litre of water, drank neck out and I put two in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, that's good.
Just had a big one.
You could make a cocktail. Might taste shit, but might not.
Yeah. I just can't get ice cubes in a bottle. I have to crush it. Make it like a slushy. Or partially freeze it in my freezer and then squash it.
So we've got one of them, haven't we, in a truck?
We've got a freezer and truck.
Yeah. I did that with a bottle of water. I was partially freezing it and I'm taking out, shaking it, crushing it and putting it back in. Did it long enough, I had a slushy.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's life as a truck driver.
Bang on with an iced tea.
It passed the time. Get me going.
It should do in long days because you get really bored slogging about up and down motorways.
3 hours
pushing,
a day.
Pushing all timers.
Scunthorpe's a long way from Donny. Sometimes it's...
I had like 1 hour 15 break this week.
What, all in?
Yeah, full week's worth.
I think one day, didn't you just do something like... We don't talk about stuff like this.
No.
24 minutes driving.
27 minutes driving.
Yeah. But that's not because...
And I was out all day.
That's because the place you went to...
That's because Wabtec. Yeah.
They are shit, aren't they?
Saying that, I went Friday.
It weren't
Friday.
Their fault, really.
I went Friday, get there for 7. I got there for 7. Well, I got there for about 20 to 7. Sat for half hour. Soon as I pulled onto Loading Bay, it were coming with wheel set. I couldn't even get a fucking chock out quick enough.
Really?
Yeah. I were out of there 8:15.
Was that a Friday or something? They had an early finish.
It was Friday, yeah.
Yeah,
it was Friday.
There you go.
Yesterday.
You could do it on a Friday, but not on a Monday morning when you're there until 2 afternoon.
Got to York.
Monday when I were there.
Mm. Got to York, off straight away. Fucking, that's the day that you want. When you have a Wabtec.
Them in Donia shit.
Fucking terrible. But when that comes up on your day's job, you
one's
think,
broke his arm.
Yeah, you weren't there.
So one kid's broke his arm and big lad were doing rest of it.
Is that why he's so slow on forks? Because he's doing everything with one hand.
It were two hours out on road before I even got to the gatehouse.
What?
Waiting.
Thing is, there's nowhere to park either, is there?
Yeah.
Because it's all corners and shit.
And they were fucking digging up corner and filling holes back up and stuff. And I just looked like a penis in way. I'm like, I can't go anywhere. I need to go in there. And then every time somebody comes in and indicates to go in and then gets in, you're like looking at them like, you best not be trying to fucking push in front of me, dickhead.
Motherfucker.
And then some cunt fucking pulls in and you're like, whoa, he's just gone straight in. And then he goes in and just dumps a pallet and then he's out half an hour later. And you're like, yeah, but you've put me back another half hour just because yours is quicker to tip.
Mm.
Wankers.
Innit?
Scumbags.
That's that then.
We're rapping.
Do you feel better now? Yeah, I just didn't do out all day, really. Just sat there.
So you drove to that yard, from our yard to their yard, sat there all day and then drove back?
Yeah, because I wasn't going to make York before they'd left.
30 minutes one way, 14 minutes back to the yard.
Yeah, I bet driving score were terrible because I went past race course and all.
Did you get any cruise control?
A bit on that bit, but they're ripping out roads everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Just everywhere's got fucking. I've gone past 3 road closures and 2 temporary lights just to come here this morning. Well, they've gone down fucking 3 roads, innit?
Should've just gone down the motorway.
Dick. No, because long way around.
Motorway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who goes on the motorways nowadays? Notaways.
Yeah.
Just remember that, kids.
Remember that. Right.
And on that note, buy merch.
Love
join
you,
Patreon.
Bye, everybody.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bastards.